Well, the Sheffield Shield is about to get underway in Canberra on Friday when New South Wales take on Queensland down there at Marnika Oval. And we're lucky enough to have one of the more exciting players in the competition on the line this morning, New South Wales batsman Curtis Patterson. Good morning, Curtis.
Guys, how you going?
Yeah, going really well, mate. What about yourself? Three games the team have had. You've had two draws, you've had a loss. Some good signs there against Tasmania, and probably the rain stopped you from winning that game.
Yeah, you mentioned that we're obviously disappointed we didn't get the 6 points, but a lot of positive signs in the way we played. We controlled essentially the entire game, which is a positive. But obviously, when you miss 25% of the game due to rain, it makes it hard. But well done to Peter Neville and George Bailey, and making a game of it and a couple of good declarations to try and give both teams a chance at 6 points.
Yeah, you must feel like the team's improving all the time, though.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Even
it's
in
a young team.
Yeah, we are a young side. And I thought in game one on that final day, we had a chance to bowl them out. But again, just I thought Jake Lehman and Joe Meaney held on to them really well. And obviously had a disappointing game down in Melbourne. But as we just mentioned, Tasmania last game, we controlled it again. But I think for a young side, there's a lot of positives going into this week with the big boys back.
Good to see those youngsters, Jason Sanger and also Jake Edwards, go so well, Curtis. You just don't want them going too well.
No, absolutely. I want them to keep flying as well as they can be. They dug us out of a hole last game on a really good wicket. So the top order had kind of only done half the job, and those two boys under some big pressure came out and just dominated, really, and looked like they were at ease,
I think, look, that's a significant point. It wasn't like they came in, at 4 for 250
no.
or whatever. They came in when the side was in trouble. Mate, we often talk about you. We look at your scores all the time. We say, there you go, Curtis Patterson's got another start, a half century, but just can't post that three figures to make everybody sit up and take notice.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. It's obviously scored three on the trot now, so I feel like I'm batting well. But obviously, as you mentioned, just trying to find the right routine and the right method that we need to be able to go on and score really big hundreds. I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. So all things are positive at the moment. Having a really good outing down in Canberra.
Yeah, now, Curtis, you're the youngest player in Shield history to make 100. So you know what it's like to come onto the scene like, Jack Edwards and Jason Singer at the moment. A lot of people talking about them and the expectations going forward. Have you had to have a quiet word to them and sort of just discuss about, staying focused and keeping your head down because things can change quite quickly?
Not really, to be honest, though. They're both terrific. Terrific guys. I've got to call them kids, but they're not kids. They're just, they're really mature. For two young guys, they understand, the art of batting and scoring runs at a level that I haven't really seen for a while. So they're both super exciting. They're great kids. They're both positive batters. They play spin well. And so they kind of tick all those boxes that you want in a young batter. And I think probably the most important one, as you mentioned, is that they have their head screwed on. They don't look too far ahead. They're looking at the next game. We're really lucky to have them inside now.
Yeah, it's positive signs for New South Wales cricket and also positive signs for Australian cricket moving forward. But those guys get an opportunity and yourself get an opportunity to play with the Australian bowling attack this weekend. So that's a great opportunity for everyone involved.
Yeah, we love whenever we can get this one of them back. Having Nathan Lyon for us last game was a terrific bonus, and obviously having the entire test attack this game, it doesn't happen often, so we need to make sure that we make the most of it. I think we picked a squad of 13, and it's probably going to be a couple of unlucky blokes having the Australian test attack back for a really important game for us is wonderful for us.
Mate, do you start the season, Curtis, with the... What are your goals, and do you still, obviously aim for that baggy green?
Yeah, I guess a lot of batters we kind of try and focus on what we call process goals, and I guess letting the results take care of itself. Probably in my younger years, I was a little bit guilty, to be honest, of trying to set goals where I was trying to make this team or make that team and score this amount of runs. And
yeah.
I guess over the last 4 or 5 years, I've kind of learned that's not the best way to go about my batting and not the best way to score runs. So now it's just strictly, focusing on
what I need to do when I'm out in the middle to be able to score big runs and contribute to winning games in New South Wales. And I think that's generally across the board for all batters. But obviously, everyone's goal is to, the end goal and the outcome goal is to, to get that bag again and be successful at it.
Well, you're close because you were selected in the Australian A team that toured India. So now it's just a matter of getting those big scores and keeping your name up there in lights.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a really good tour. I had a couple of really good chats with Trevor Hearn, who's the chairman of selectors, and felt like I came back from that tour with a lot more clarity than what I had probably when I went over. So that was a big positive. And now, along with every other batter in the country, we just need to score hundreds and score runs consistently to put our name on.
Is that, is that the major feedback? I guess that's the easy one for a selector, isn't it, mate? Just go back and make as many runs as you can. Is that the basic sort of message you get?
It is, but, I don't want to sell Trevor Shaw because he was actually, there are a lot of factors that they do consider. They look into different things like partnerships and ball states and partnerships you're a part of and different things like that. So, as I mentioned, I just got a lot of clarity out of the conversation with him. Put me in a better headspace to come back here and start the field season.
Yeah, and Curtis, I was having a think when and it was terrific to see those young blokes, Edwards and also Sanger, make those centuries last time out in the Shield. Is there ever a thought that you feel like, oh, I'm 25 and I'm forgotten? Because you've 25 so young. Particularly as a batsman, because everyone gets so excited about the young kid on the block.
No, I don't feel that. I completely understand that, whenever 1 18-year-old, let alone 2 18-year-olds score 400 in field games, there's going to be some attention. So that was great for them last week. But on a personal level, I don't ever feel like I'm forgotten. I know where I stand and I know what I need to do to put my name up for Australia.
Steve Smith and Dave Warner are playing club cricket, but have they been around New South Wales training over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they have. They've been a little bit scattered. I think they're kind of doing their own thing and making sure they're prepared for their Saturday cricket. But they've both been around. It's been great to have them both and be able to say good day and have the old training chat with both of them. It's been good, particularly for our younger guys that have been around the squad. You see their eyes light up when both of those boys are around, so that's really great to see them.
Yeah. And I guess final one from me, Curtis, is Steve the sort of bloke you can sit down with and say, mate, I'm making 50s? How do I convert them?
Yeah, he is. He's always happy to talk about him, Steve, which is a great thing about him. I guess the only thing with Steve is that he makes the game look so easy, so he can oversimplify it sometimes. Really simple and just say, what are you doing? Why aren't we converting? Just do it. Just go out there and do it. Which is why he's such a good player. But he loves talking cricket and he loves talking, batting and making runs. So he's great for our batters.
And is that the challenge for you, though, now, Curtis, is to, everyone keeps reminding you get your good starts, but, you hit 50 and then you don't go on and get the hundreds. Is that the battle now inside your head, is to not worry about thinking about getting that 100, but just continue to play the way you were before you got to 50.
Yeah, you're pretty close, Laurie. If I'm being honest with myself, last year I think I was really guilty of just completely overthinking it whenever I got out there in the middle. And really just, essentially changing my thinking, which was, stupid because my thinking had got me up to that point, so there was no need to change it. So this year I'm just taking a far more relaxed approach and trying to look at it from a partnership point of view with the guys at the other end for me, and just trying to break it down into box of 10 with my partner and just score into the team in box of 10 and let the individual scores take care of themselves. I think that's one way that helps me kind of stay on track and not worry about individual results or different things like that.
Mate, keep the good form going down there in the nation's capital.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.